Harvest 2018 was consistent with unusual weather patterns from previous years around the U.S. In states such as Iowa, where most of harvest was wet, soybean seed quality was heavily impacted, making for seed with lower germination rates, less vigor, and more seed-borne diseases for this year's planting season. As for the Midwest, according to Adam Spellhog, lead agronomist at Peterson Farm Seed.
So there's some of that going on, but we didn't see as much really in our footprint due to our cooler weather. I mean, we had the wet weather during harvest, but we were also cool. So kind of up here in the northern plains, that really helped out. So really majority of our seed, the vigor is coming in good. The warm germs, you know, are definitely where we start, but we always look at accelerated aging. And our accelerated aging scores this year are very high, actually. So we had our seed quality actually is stacking up about like normal. There was some beans that were wet, so we weren't able to utilize those for seed just because of the moisture, but the quality was actually still good on them. But they were just too wet to handle for packaging and toting and putting in a bin and mold issues and that kind of thing in the spring.
Well, that's great news. What are some things that growers should be checking for in their soybeans this year?
Yeah, I mean, I'd check on the label. We have a lot of our seed tagged at 94% germination. But I'd just be checking on those labels. A lot of companies, probably more standard is 90%. I've heard of some down in the 80s this year, but that's the one thing to check on. And if you want further information, I'm sure you can get that from the company. Seed treating is always a benefit. I've talked with some other companies that we don't cross paths with, selling wise, but down in the I states, things like that, they're getting very good germination scores on some of the lower stuff just by applying a seed treatment to it. So I recommend treating your beans anyway, but that's another way to kind of protect yourself a little bit more in germination issues.
Could you expand a little bit more on proper fungicide treatments for soybeans?
Yeah, our biggest issues usually up here are Phytophthora, Rhizoctonia, Pythium to a point, but I'd say Rhizoc and Phytophthora are probably our main two that we worry about. And really all the good fungicide seed treatments that are available on the market today do a good job on that. There's some newer ones coming out here in the last 2 years are more focused on Phytophthora, a little bit more money, but they're probably the Cadillac treatments on those. So, we've looked at some of those, done some testing on some of those products. They look pretty good. But that base fungicide package that most retailers are selling isn't too much money. It's probably less than half a bushel, to get your return on it. And I just definitely recommend doing that, especially with more growers are seeding lower populations. So we want to protect that seed that we're putting out there.
Peterson Farm Seed is now offering Enlist E3 soybeans. How does this line up compared to other soybeans on the market?
Yes, we've been working with the Enlist system since 2015, doing production and small increases and that kind of thing, and had a large production run last year with anticipation of having commercial approval here that we received. Yields on the field were, as good or better than any of the other traits. To me, I think all the main three new traits are pretty on par with each other between Extend, Enlist, LLGT27. There's always some different agronomics between the varieties that may mix and match on what variety fits a certain piece of ground better. But overall yield, everything's kind of on par with each other. So it's really kind of matching those genetics and whatever trait the grower kind of wants to work with for his targeted weeds, that kind of thing.
Great. Well, that wraps it up for my questions. Is there anything else you would like to add or talk about today?
With the spring coming up here, I think fields are going to start drying up and changing. We're still 3 weeks probably away from planting, so a lot can change in that time frame. But seed stocks are pretty good, I'd say, on corn and beans. So if guys are switching acres or swapping maturities, we're pretty agile on doing that kind of thing. So we're definitely willing to work on that side to get the right seed place on the right ground.
Adam Spellhaug, lead agronomist at Peterson Farm Seed on soybean seed quality. I'm Kirsten Rawl for the American Ag Network.